Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. Father, we want to learn to see You in Your beauty, in Your majesty, and we ask for the grace and the gift of opened eyes and opened hearts so that we would see a greater glimpse of Your glory that will inevitably trigger a response of worship back to You. Teach us to make a joyful noise unto Your name. Teach us to dance in Your presence. Teach us what it means to seek You in the holy place, to trust You through all seasons of life, and to worship You as God, as King, as Savior of all. And Father, I ask that You would just bless this place right now with a thick, sweet presence of Your Holy Spirit, where You will rule and reign, softening hearts, opening eyes, saving souls, washing saints, so that we would be able to sit at the feet of Jesus right now, to hear His voice, and to have our lives changed by it. And Father, I want to surrender myself to You, and I place myself into Your hands. I ask that You will strengthen me, and that You will mold me as well to be Your mouthpiece, proclaiming Your truth with Your hearts so that it would be a display of love to Your people. So Holy Spirit, preach through me now. May I exalt the name of Jesus, and may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be pleasing and honorable in Your sight. O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Why are you here? You know, that's an important question to ask. You know, for many of us, we come to church gatherings out of routine. We've done it our whole lives. It's a habit, and that's a good habit, but it's still a habit. Some, they come to these types of gatherings out of superstition, that if I don't go to church on Sunday, something bad's going to happen on Monday. Some come to be entertained. You know, make me laugh. Let me enjoy my time. And maybe Let's pray together.